Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Remember to Take Care of Yourself by Rachel Jones. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. And we desire to lift your name on high today, Father. And I pray for every mom listening right now, Lord, that she puts you first in her life and that she exalts you and praises you and goes to you and you alone for her strength. And I pray as she is dealing with difficult situations in her life, if she's dealing with joyful situations in her life, that she always turns to you first. And lastly, Father, I pray that we sense your presence today. I pray that you reveal yourself to all of us. I pray that you shower your praise and your blessings on our families and that you are just shining your light and your Holy Spirit into our homes today. Father, we love you. Thank you. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Motherhood is exhausting, and if I can be honest, it is a lot harder than I thought it would be. I'm sure most of you can agree that the intensity of it all has been a surprise. The love for our children is intense, and so is their strong will to be their own person. The tiredness from trying to do everything, and the frustration that comes from spending all of our time caring for others. It is hard, and that's why it's time to start caring for ourselves, mamas, because we cannot pour from an empty cup. It's normal to get overwhelmed with the responsibility of being a mother, a wife, and a human. We spread ourselves so thin, taking care of everybody else but ourselves. But I'm here to tell you, mama, that you need to take care of you too. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus calls to us saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He desires us to slow down and find a few tranquil moments with him. You are just as important as those babies that you spend every waking minute, and most sleeping ones too, worrying about. Your family is amazing, and they deserve the best version of you. Well, guess what? The best version of you will only be created if you take breaks. Love on yourself a bit and let Jesus do the heavy lifting. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Go take a bubble bath, read a book, or go to Target and walk through every aisle alone. Every mother is still her own person. Underneath all of the laundry, dishes, and lists, you're you, and you need to maintain that individuality in order to be fulfilled. Trust me, I've been there, and it's an empty feeling when you lose who you are. So go take a break, mama. It's okay. I'm taking one too. Go deeper. I strongly encourage you to spend some time in prayer about this topic. Read a few of these verses about your identity in Christ and be reminded of whose you are. You are more than a busy mom. You are a daughter of the King with gifts and talents that need to be cultivated and cherished. Here are 4 recommended verses. Philippians 1:6, 2 Timothy 1:7, 1 Corinthians 3:16, and 1 Peter 2:5. So what's next? Write in your journal or even on a whiteboard a few dreams or goals for yourself. I know this will be challenging, but these cannot be related to your role as a wife or a mother. A few examples would be reading goals, exercising goals, or goals of learning a language or an instrument. Something for you. I'm currently hoping and praying for myself to be diligent in regularly calling my sisters. They both live out of state, and I know this would be a wonderful thing for our relationship. Friends, I am praying for all of you, and I want to end in prayer right now. Dear Lord, I pray for all my friends, all of these sweet, precious, tender moms who are listening, and I pray for their hearts. I pray that you give them strength and diligence and encouragement, Father, that they truly cast their cares on you. And I pray for just openness and flexibility in their schedule, that they can find time to be with you and find time to take a nap or to take a bath. And I pray that you wash away any guilt or worry or anxiety that they are experiencing right now, Father. Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.